It's easy for website owners to become paralyzed by having to make decisions. If you're going through a redesign process and you're looking at your content, you're looking at the site aesthetics, usability, target audience, all these things, there are hundreds and hundreds of decisions to make. There are so many choices to make, and you can be paralyzed with this fear of making the wrong decision, that a project stalls because a decision can't be made and you can't move forward, especially when there are lots of people involved in that decision-making process. So the advice that I want to give to you today as your daily tip is to remember that the web is not set in stone. You don't design a site once and then walk away from it. You don't write content once and then walk away from it. Instead, you evolve and change your site on a daily basis. The cost of updating and making changes to your website is so minimal that you want to think of your website as an ongoing, evolving process rather than, you know, something set in stone. So the design doesn't need to be 100% right when you launch. The copy doesn't need to be 100% right when you launch. You could launch on a Monday and change it all on a Tuesday. You can be constantly tweaking and changing and improving and testing every little thing that you do. And to be honest, I think that's the way you want to often do it. I think you can do as much usability testing and design testing and copywriting and, you know, design and all the rest of it beforehand. But until the site is live and is being used by real users, it's very hard to tell what will work and what won't. So when you launch your site, start testing it immediately. Maybe do A/B testing on a few things. Look at where users are going in the site. Analyze it. The launch of the website is not the end of the process, but merely the beginning of it. And I think that if you're struggling to sign off something, if you're struggling to settle on a final design or a final piece of content, just go, let's put it live and see what happens. Anyway, hopefully that's useful advice and will encourage you to push your projects forward rather than let them stall.